Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
9 days away from Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Can you believe
it? I know, I was thinking about that this morning driving in.
Beans, greens, tomatoes, yams, drams, turkeys. You need it.
9 days.
That's right, baby.
Less than 9 days.
I got my Friendsgiving on Saturday. I love it.
Nice.
Bring over the wine, get all the ladies warmed up. That way their husbands are like, what did you do to my wife? She's such a happy mood. I'm like, Pinot Noir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's secured everything.
Kim Crawford. There
no,
it is.
No.
That's no. The Joko mom juice.
You're right.
Do you know Kim Crawford's actually a man?
Today I learned that.
Yeah, I learned that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, about a year ago, I guess now. But yeah, Kim Crawford's actually a man.
Wow.
And all the Joko housewives drink that Kim Crawford juice, man.
Finkel and Einhorn. Yeah. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel and his Einhorn.
Every Joko mom you see with a Stanley has man. Kim Crawford in it.
I got to have food. I gotta make money to give you food. Einhorn's a man. I'm sorry. I had no life as a child. I watched sports and movies on repeat. I didn't watch the documentary Four Falls, but your friend Ben, boy, did he, and he sent you a hell of a comparison.
He really did, and I thank him for this. First of all, my friend Ben Warner, his wife, Mrs. Warner, was my kid's kindergarten teacher, and she's one of those people, I will never call her by her first name. I don't even know what it is. And Ben's stepfather passed away the other day at 103 years old. It was a guy we were talking about the other day on the air, right? Yeah, so Ben, you know, has some ties to Buffalo, and he was watching the Four Falls of Buffalo, and he says, oh my God, you've got to use this. This is unbelievable. From Steve Tasker, they're talking about halftime of the fourth straight Super Bowl in which the Bills were leading during that run.
At halftime of that game, it really felt like there was nothing left in the tank after all those games, 100 games. We were games where we were playing 5 preseason games, 16 regular season games, 3 playoff games, and a Super Bowl. I mean, we were playing 20, 25 games a year. We just could not keep the intensity up for one more half.
It's kind of like you're waiting for something bad to happen, and then if it does happen, it's almost as if you've predicted it.
So that was from Steve Tasker at halftime of the fourth straight Super Bowl that the Buffalo Bills were in which they were leading. We couldn't keep up the intensity anymore. And we've said that over the years, that watching this team play into the postseason every year has been great, but they've added an extra year on to their lives, right? They, instead of playing 8 years in the NFL, they've played 9 years in the NFL because of all the postseason games. What is Mahomes, 17-4 or something like that in the postseason? Mm-hmm. That's 21 postseason games. That's more than an entire season by 4 games right now with where the NFL is. And so Patrick Mahomes plays 16 regular season games, 17 regular season games every year. Now you get only 3 preseason games, but that's still, you add the extra regular season, you got 3. That's 20 right there. Then you got 3 playoff games, including the Super Bowl, sometimes a fourth, 23, 24 yep. games. It's a lot of football. And I know people don't want to hear this, but when the Chiefs have been playing in February every single year, every other team in the NFL, except for their opponent, has been off for a good month already. And they've got that month of rest that is already taking place. Eventually, it all catches up to you. And I remember when the Royals did their thing in 14 and 15 and just how exhausted they were by the time 16 rolled around. And they talked about 15. They're like, we're lucky we did this because you played that extra month of a baseball season. Mm-hmm. You're playing into November. Everybody's already done at the end of September. You've played that extra month. They're resting. You're still playing and grinding. And we're not talking about, you know, low intensity innings or, you know, low intensity quarters with the Chiefs. All high-intensity type games, eventually you tap out. Eventually your body just says, uncle, man, uncle. And to hear Steve Tasker say they had that moment at halftime of their final Super Bowl of a game that they were leading, it goes to show you how real this fatigue thing is. And I do believe it is finally playing a part in what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing right now, which, comma, goes to show you that maybe, just maybe, they should be doing a lot more roster turnover than just a little that they're doing. And considering all of these guys have played so much, they need a break. And maybe instead of saying, and I'm just going to use him as an example, Trey Smith is in year 3. Trey Smith is now in year 4 getting ready to go into year 5 with as much time as they've had on their legs. And so maybe it would be best this offseason to seriously consider getting guys that haven't run this gamut for so long that are a lot fresher than the guys that we had. I'm not saying better. I'm saying fresher than the guys that we have right now on this team. So maybe that was something that everybody missed in roster reconstruction and factoring in the actual fatigue that these guys are living with at this point in time.
Yeah, look, that's fine. I get it. But, I mean, they've been doing this for 8 years.
That's why it's finally setting in. The fact that they've been doing it for 8 years is effing remarkable, quite honestly.
Yeah. I wonder if it's, you know, I just always have to do analogies because I listen to too much Colin Cowherd. I wonder if it's like you've had your garden for 8 years and first 5, you know, you got your system, you know, you're doing all this, you're doing all that, and you started your garden off with couple pepper plants, couple tomato plants, couple potato plants, and they all kind of grow in the way that you know it's going to. Every year, you know when the harvest is. You know when everything's going to be there. You know when it's ripe. You know when to tear it down. You know when to till it. You know when to do all that. And then years 6 and 7 and 8, you're like, you know what? I'm going to try to grow eggplant. I'm going to try to grow squash. And then all of a sudden, your garden's got too much going on for you yourself. And you're like, I miss the days of when it was on a system that I knew how it was going to be, and I didn't have to worry about all these little things. And I wonder if that's what's going on with Kansas City. I wonder if they've got too much going on. And I think no matter what happens, you've got to tinker with some things on your team. You need to figure out what the identity is of this football team. You need to figure out what's going on personnel-wise. And you need to figure out what's going on with play calling. Because we know it's Andy Reid calling the plays. And then we hear the audio yesterday from Andy Reid about, well, we're calling RPOs. We're calling, well, that's okay. But what's Pat doing? So I think now,
well, Pat's taking the option that you're giving him, which is right. What anybody would do.
Yes. But I think that's what we're seeing happen is that maybe they've decided to experience, you know, like they're trying to do more than what they should. And they've got to go back and they've got to tinker with it because Binkley sent me a text yesterday after the show. He's like, you know, it's the same ride, but they've got to tinker the ride a little bit. That ride is now boring, right?
Like, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Add a loop, add a turn, add a something because whatever you're doing, because you heard Chris Jones yesterday on 3rd and 15 with 2 minutes left in the game, Denver knew it was coming.
No, they knew it was coming. That's what we talked about, predictability yesterday.
We saw Buffalo come out and say they knew when they were going to do run plays and pass plays because they saw Xavier Worthy tipping pitches. They're not disguising much.
Well, they're not doing anything different. They're not changing things up. They're doing the same show every day.
So whereas you can say it's fatigue, which I'm not disagreeing with you when it comes to fatigue, but I also think what they're doing is stale and recognizable because they've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
So when you have tired people and you have, you know, alive eyes around the league, and it's not just Buffalo, it's Denver as well, two teams that play you a lot every single year, one twice, once also probably twice, they now know what you're doing, and you're not adjusting to the league, and you're being predictable, and then you add on fatigue. That's a bad recipe, and that recipe equals into a 5-5 record.
It reminds me when my kids get tired. My youngest gets tired, and she just starts talking and does not stop. And my wife said to me last night when we were sitting at Piropo's and your dad was hanging out with us, she goes, clearly she's tired. She won't shut up. You know, just goes, and then crashes, right? That's kind of what we're watching, you know, with this team. They've been going, and now they've kind of reached that point where there is fatigue. There is questions with the play calling. There is wondering of you know, things that we've never wondered about before. And we're in a situation that we've never been in before. That's why I'm anxious to see how they're going to come out of this thing, right? Are they going to be that team that we know, or are they going to let the season just dissipate right in front of them and just check out and say, we've come this long? And as we took that caller yesterday, he goes, I don't want Travis to go out like this. And that's where my mindset was for the most part yesterday. I was thinking about driving in on you know, this morning and about the Christmas Day game. And we're all going to the Christmas Day game and we're all excited about that in our house. And I'm thinking to myself, what if this team is out of it? Nobody shows up and it really is Travis's last game at Arrowhead Stadium. And there's only 65,000 there instead of 75,000 because the season got away from them. I don't want that to be the case. I want Christmas night to be a party and a celebration of Travis Kelce and this team getting ready to go into the postseason. And so it's going to take the leadership on this team. This is where Patrick Mahomes cashes a check. This is where Chris Jones cashes a check. This is where Andy Reid cashes a check. You've got to try to compartmentalize all this stuff and give it that one last push. Give it that one last push that we know you can do, that we know that's inside of you, but you've got to be able to go out there and do it. And everything that we have said in this last 10 minutes is right. Trying to maybe find their identity, trying to do too much. And the fatigue thing setting in as well. And then the stuff that you're doing isn't working. The fatigue sets in. And then you do become that child who just sputters out and passes out in the middle of the room because they're exhausted. And I think that's kind of where this team is right now. They're trying to do too much and they're exhausted. They need a break.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus with your local NFL game all season long, kicking off this juicy Week 12 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Kansas City Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Hughes on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Damon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Best part of Tuesdays, Damon Hughes joins the show that we call Fesco and Dusty, and it is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Damon, I want to ask, should Tyquan Thornton be the wide receiver two in this offense?
I don't know about that. I think there should be maybe a little bit more of a rotation and maybe get him more involved in vertical passing games that aren't just the deep pass. I feel like scouting reports are out and you get into predictable situations, but I give him credit for still making those plays. But yeah, maybe a little bit more involved, get him out there on run plays as well. You're trying to break up tendencies and scouting reports, you just don't want to rotate a guy in when you're in desperation mode or it's third and long and, oh, here's number 80 on the field. They must be trying to go deep type of thing. So I do agree he's made the best of his opportunities and he deserves more playing time. I just don't want them to get into predictable situations that can tip the scales to the defense.
Well, they're already in those situations, my friend. I mean, a lot of people have been talking about the predictability of this team. How do you change that up?
I would have thought that the bye week would have done a lot for that because we talked about this last week in regards to self-scouting, et cetera, and I just don't know. I mean, I thought during the game, one of the more peculiar sequences was, I believe it was third down and two, where they had the L formation in the backfield, and Patrick had play action, and we couldn't convert. They tried to leak Breshard Smith out to the right on a flat route. I thought that was pretty peculiar because with Breshard Smith in the backfield and play action, I don't know how that goes together because we're not really handing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, those are the situations where you would think, okay, the bye week was here. We learned a lot about ourselves. Here are some things that we need to do. Either we need to hand him the ball more so that we can run play action, or we need to have Kareem Hunt in the game so that people will buy into the possible play action. I just think that there's some fine tuning. I mean, there's so much parity in the league, and I did some deep diving into the NFL and specifically the Chiefs during Patrick Mahomes' era as far as close games, guys. And I did see last week where people were talking about this team is not better than last year. It's actually the same. It's not better or worse. It's the same as last year except for a couple of plays in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And those plays that were made to the tune of us winning 12 one-score games last year, and 8 one-score games the year before, and 10 one-score games the year before. Going back to 2018, we were 5-5, 5-4, 9-1 in 2020, 6-4, 10-3 in 2022, 8-5, and 12-0. And this year, we're 0-5 in those same one-score games. And then you look at the parity around the league, and not to throw out a bunch of numbers just for the sake of it, but it is par for the course. 9 one-score games out of 15 games this weekend, 8 last weekend out of 14, 9 out of 14 the weekend before that. That's just the name of the game. Sometimes I think as fans, we get in the mindset of, well, we're better than we should blow out. That just doesn't happen. This is not college football. It's not high school football. It's the pros. And we're just not figuring out ways to make that one or two plays that will keep us in a situation of winning like it did last year. 3rd and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Third and 15 defensively. Go back to that to the same circumstances against the Jacksonville Jaguars earlier this season. Same situations against the Chargers and the Eagles earlier this season. Like there's nothing new under the sun, I guess you can say, in regards to the parity in the league, and specifically when we're not making those plays. And that's where I think the eyes need to go towards the effort as opposed to the execution. I think there's always a healthy balance between the two. But when you start losing these games, oftentimes it comes down to, okay, they may know what we're doing. Okay, now what? What extra effort is going to happen so that even though they know we're going to make the plays, we still make the plays despite that? And I don't know if all of that is coming together.
Dana, I don't know if this is, if it seems hyperbolic, maybe it is. Do you think there's a little bit of trouble in paradise with who's in control of calling the game between Andy and Patrick?
It's hard to say. I mean, honestly, it's hard to say. I think there's always been examples of, okay, was that a little bit too cute? Did we try a little bit? Mm-hmm. Like we can go back to that AFC championship when we lost against the Bengals. We can go back to games, and specifically you look back, okay, inside the 5-yard line. Okay, how come we're not running the ball? Or, you know, I just don't know. I think here's the one thing I do think. When everything's going well, we don't criticize. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were just thankful because we kept winning, and this team must be made of magic. They must be in line to make history. And maybe we overlook some of the things that are more glaring right now. And because we're losing games, we can see it. We got more clear vision in regards to what's happening on the field. I thought it was interesting, Chris Jones's post-game comments.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say disturbing, but just interesting, because I feel like that's indicative of some failures that are going on. And what I mean by that is when you start talking about the other team knowing what we're doing, okay. Like, I feel like there's probably hundreds of examples of the other team knowing what we're doing, and yet we were successful. I think every time, Chris Jones is one of the more versatile athletes at the defensive line position that we've seen in the game. You see him line up at the defensive tackle position, and then there are times where he rotates outside to the defensive end position. When he rotates to the defensive end position, don't you think that the other team knows that he's going to rush? Like, they know that, mm-hmm. and yet there's been times when he's been successful. There's been times where he's closed down games because he was able to execute and he gave 110% effort. So, that's when you start to hear some of that stuff from the players and leaders, that starts to kind of puzzle me, because I think at that level, offenses know what defenses are doing. Defenses know what offenses are doing probably 75% of the time or more. And yet, you got to go out there and execute. And even though they may have you stopped initially, that's where the effort, the extra effort comes through. And it doesn't seem like that's working for us.
So on the effort thing, I want to bring up something that I found from Steve Tasker the other day on the Four Falls of Buffalo. And he's talking about halftime of the fourth straight Super Bowl that they're in. And I want to get your perspective on this audio and see how it correlates to what you just talked about.
At halftime of that game, it really felt like there was nothing left in the tank after all those games, 100 games. We were games where we were playing 5 preseason games, 16 regular season games, 3 playoff games in the Super Bowl. I mean, we're playing 20, 25 games a year. We just could not keep the intensity up for one more half.
It's kind of like by this point, you're waiting for something bad to happen. And then if it does happen, it's almost as if you've predicted it.
Danan, what do you think about that in relation to the Chiefs?
You know what? That is great perspective. I can see how that works. When you play the most football of any team in the NFL, you have to wonder, okay, well, is there some attrition that happens? What is the dynamic that goes into maybe not just not being fatigued, but figured out maybe, or lack of extra gas in the tank that got you to that point. Mm-hmm. I think there's some credence to that. But having said that, I will say that the opposite can be true as well. Like, the opposite can be true in regards to, say, this team. We get to the point every year where we get close games and we wind up winning more times than not. I just gave you the stats from 2018. More times than not, we win close games. I feel like there's times on the sideline, and I remember this as a player, playing with Joe Montana, having 13-3 seasons, winning the AFC West and number one seeds in the playoffs, where we would get into tight games and you'd sit there and be like, yeah, we'll figure it out. Like, and then you look up at the scoreboard and you're like, oh man, we didn't figure it out. And then the next game comes, and because you're so used to figuring it out, to the tune of 12 wins last year, like, just taking this team and supplanting them with last year's record and last year's success, like, you're on the sideline, and as the game is going back and forth, and you're up by three, the other team's up by four, you're back up by three, the game is tied, you're conditioned in your mind because of recent success that, oh, we'll figure out a way to get out of this. We always do. And then you lose the first game. You lose the second game. You have your third loss, fourth loss, and now fifth loss. And you're looking around like, what in the world is going on? Now, it could be what like Tasker was talking about, or it could be that guys aren't in the same zone in regards to those close games and what's necessary when the rubber hits the road, when it's under 2 minutes, what is absolutely necessary from me, not from our defense, from me. What's absolutely necessary from me, not the whole offense, not the play calling, but from me individually, so that we can get over the hump, get this necessary first down, secure this win, sustain this long drive, and steal a victory right out of the hands of defeat.
Dana, the road of the play. I totally agree with you, man, because I'll get back to some of the questions why I asked you, but the road to the playoffs, 5-5, ninth seed. You got teams that you play that you can jump, like Houston, obviously, the Chargers as well. Mm-hmm. What say you, and do you believe that this team is still a playoff team?
I do believe this team is a playoff team. I think that if you are 500 at 5-5 and you've lost all five games by one score, that tells you that you are right on the cusp of something special. And that, to me, is the definition of being a playoff team, a playoff caliber team. Having said that, like, now we're, like, even during the pregame show, Josh Klingler and I, we even talked about it before the Broncos game. Like, this is the first year where how we are, like, intently looking at the scoreboard. Like, playing that afternoon game and how intently we're watching the 12 noon games and then hustling off the plane to see who won the night games. And like, this is a whole unique circumstance. This is uncharted territory for us as Chiefs fans for recent years. Now, having said that, I think from a numbers game, you have to feel like you have to go 6-1, at worst 5-2 the rest of the way. You also have to start to cheer for every number one team in their divisions in the AFC, except when we play them.
Right.
And if we win, if we go 6-1, we almost, and I hate to say this because I have obnoxious, very, very obnoxious Dallas Cowboys fans in my family, we actually, if we're 6-1, the game we have to lose is the Cowboys. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you have to win every, that's the only NFC game we have left.
Right.
We have to win, as you mentioned, the Texans, the Colts. We have to beat the Broncos and the Chargers, obviously, and win in the AFC. So 6-1, 5-2 at worst. And then you have to hope that the Patriots pretty much win out. Maybe maybe Buffalo. You can make an argument since they got the tiebreaker. You don't want to be in a situation where they're second in the AFC East. So maybe they supplant the Patriots because you don't play the Patriots this year. And then outside of this week, you want the Colts to win out. And then you just run the table and control what you can control in these final stretch of seven games. But it's such a unique thing. I had to like check, then overcheck, then recheck again. Like, am I looking at this correctly? Because this is something that other teams have had to do every year when we're sitting atop, and now we're in that same boat.
You know, Dana, there's so much to talk about, and Dusty brought it up earlier about the, you know, the running of the football and maybe some kind of, you know, strain on paradise right now here in Camelot that we have going on. And Andy Reid said yesterday, you know, we call the RPOs, and a lot of times the R's turn into P's. And then he said at the end, he goes, maybe we just need to call some more hard runs. And I look at that as like, you know, as the leader of the organization, it's great to give everybody the opportunity and give Patrick the freedom out there. But sometimes as the leader of the organization, you have to say, okay, we've allowed you guys to do this now. I'm going to take the play calling back and call those hard runs and not give Patrick the option. Because if you give Patrick the option, of course he's going to throw the football. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, when you have the option and you're a quarterback and you're the best in the game and you've had the success that you've had as Patrick Mahomes, you believe that the ball is better served to be in your hands.
Right.
Like, I think that's human nature. That's nothing to criticize him about. You just believe it. But at the same time, there could be some benefits for it not being in your hands, especially at times. Like, I think back to the fourth quarter, and we're tied, or actually we were up, and an opportunity to suck up the clock, even if you don't move into a position to score points and secure the game, take as much time off the clock and move the ball down the field. Now, that can still be in the passing game. It doesn't have to be the run game, but then it has to be calculated as to what type of passes that you throw. What outlet or what receiver are you looking at? Are you looking at the receivers outside the numbers that's going to be, you know, a potential deflection or incomplete pass that stops the clock? Or do you look for the safety valve in the middle of the field where the running back or the tight ends or receivers can stay inbounds and the clock continues to run? Those are the things that I think, like, we can get caught up in actual runs, but there are pass plays that work like runs as well that we've seen this offense produce in the past. So I do agree that we need to run the ball more. I think we need to be calculated in when we run. And sometimes, just like the get back guy, you guys know who the get back guy is?
Yeah, yeah.
The get back guy is the guy on the sideline that keeps all the players and the coaches. He didn't do a good job with Sean Payton.
Not with Denver,
week,
no. Yeah, he should be fired.
Yeah. They must not have one of those guys. But there's a get back guy on the sideline that keeps everybody behind the white stripe. So you don't have a situation like the Broncos had where the official runs in to a coach or a player and you get a flag. Maybe there's a guy like that that says, hey, coach, like, this next series, we're going to start with two consecutive runs. And he's going to be in the ear of the coach or in the ear of Patrick saying, we're going to run the ball on this down and this down. No questions asked. We're going to run the ball. I don't care if
we get
a negative play. I don't care. Whatever that is. And maybe it comes down to that where there's that, you know, like the great Gazoo from the Flintstones back in the day. There's that guy, there's that conscience on the shoulder or in the ear of the coaches saying, this is a run play. Choose which one you want.
Mm-hmm.
I like the formation with Patrick under center and Kareem Hunt 6-7 yards deep in that I formation, and he's running downhill and gets to plant his foot and cut back against the grain or go in into the first gap, into the first hole that he sees. That has been the most successful run formation that we've had. I'd like to see that more, and I think they just need to force feed it.
Yes, exactly. That's where I am, because until you show teams that you're going to run, I don't care what your RPO is. Nobody respects that. You've got to show them that you're going to run.
And that's exactly what the takeaway from this last game was, and I think there was some whispers about this team. They say, well, even if they're successful running the ball, they're not going to stick with it. Like that seemed to kind of be the scouting report that you heard from the Denver Broncos. And that's probably going to permeate around the NFL, specifically in these last seven teams that we play. Even if they run the ball well, they won't stick with it. So then defenses, they'll give up the 5 yards, the 7 yard clip, and you move in the chains because they know chances are a high chance that you're going to throw the ball the next down. So they're just going to leave the same type of personnel, stay with the same game plan, the blitz plan, the packages that are designed to conquer our passing game, and we've got to be more diligent and more forceful with the run game.
Danen, real quick, last one for you. How do you feel about the game on Sunday?
Must win at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against an AFC foe. Obviously, personally, I've had some bad experience with the Indianapolis Colts. We've had some bad experiences with the Colts. Backs are literally against the wall. Literally against the wall. Mitch Holtis talked about it going into this past game that it wasn't necessarily must win against the Broncos. Well, now it is.
All right. Danen, we appreciate
barbecue
the time.
Barbecue and mildew.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, buddy. I appreciate the time, brother. We appreciate you every week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Thanks, bud. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving. One plate, because we're off next week.
Yeah, one plate. It's always one plate. I'm a one-hit wonder, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Danen Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're familiar with the one plate, Danen Hughes?
Okay. Yes.
You were here last year. Yeah. Just want to make sure. You'll see it every year on Twitter.
You can't check it out on Twitter, though, because it's down. Parts of the internet are now officially down. There's something called, what was that, Cloudflare or something that popped up?
Woo!
Oh, it's that classic Cloudflare, yeah.
Yeah, according to the interwebs, that isn't down.
To be the net, you got to beat the net.
Yeah. Part of the web appears to have stopped working amid a technical problem at Cloudflare. Visitors to websites such as X and film reviewing site Letterboxd saw an orange message that indicated Cloudflare problems, meaning the page could not show. So
it's not cloudy anymore outside.
I know. They're blaming the clouds. The sun is out. Let's go, Twitter. The internet's down.
Max not down. Max up next with one word. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, I'll tell you what my friends over at QC Kinetics are saying. Hey,
one word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is one word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a Tuesday, baby. Yeah, it's going up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's go.
Tonight is the night.
Come on.
I know that I'm hard.
Hopefully your Cloudflare doesn't mess you up.
I know. I hope Cloudflare does not keep me from having fun tonight. Is your Cloudflare down still?
I don't know, but the text line knows all about it.
Oh, do they? Really? I'm sure they do. Yeah, well, we probably got IT guys that are listening. Going, yeah, I'm dealing with this today.
That's true.
Centric grad here. Cloudflare is basically a streamlined content delivery system at the most companies use to get their content over the web. If you remember a few weeks ago, AWS went down, kind of similar situation.
Oh, okay. All right. But it's really only Twitter. Everything else seems to be working, which I'm fine with.
You see, Twitter yesterday released this report. It's like, reports come out that Grok is the smartest AI. Oh, really? Twitter's telling me that
Grok is the, what a good source.
Yeah. I thought Grok retired.
Yeah, fake news there.
Grok's washed.
I let me ask you guys this. Yeah, Grok is washed. Speaking of washed, who's the only one who scored a touchdown this week on that entire board?
Dude, it's you, Bob. Bobby Betts, Travis Kelce.
Well, Speck had Russell Wilson.
He really did?
No, it was Roman Wilson or whatever.
Oh, it was?
Roman's the guy who scored it for
Roman
Baser.
Wilson, I'm going to take Roman Miller this week to get a touchdown for Baser. I should actually put that on the board this week. I think Roman Miller has a great chance to get into the end zone.
That's not really what you need right now, because the feds are actually looking into gambling, and I think if high school is on the docket and your name's there, it'll be the Mac and Dusty show. If that's the case, don't bet on high school kids.
I can't bet on the high school kids.
Dang it. If you want to give me 10, I'll create some odds.
Yeah, right, exactly. What were we talking about? There's this internet being down. It feels like it just is Twitter that is down.
Literally.
Yeah.
I can look up anything. I've never had any issue.
Thanks.
Cloudflare basically runs Twitter.
Adam Schefter freaking out right now?
It's got to be.
There's so much news being released today on a Tuesday with nothing happening.
I mean, Schefter right now is calling like he's probably calling the president or something. Oh, yeah. You know.
Meanwhile, Kyle Brandt's on a rooftop chugging liquid death,
which is awesome. Yeah. which that's why he's the best. He really is. I mean, it's why it works, man. Yeah. Like exactly. Yeah. This guy does not care if Twitter's working. He does not care about anything. I really love Kyle Brandt, and he's got a cardboard cutout of somebody. I can't tell who it is, slamming liquid death on a rooftop in New York in a T-shirt with a bat basically in his hand for angry runs.
Wand.
I couldn't think of the word that I wanted to use for it. And everybody else is like, Twitter isn't working, and Kyle Brandt is beating up a cardboard cutout of some guy in a suit.
It's his Juan Soto.
There you go. All right, let's get to it, guys. No Kalen Saunders signing. It looks like he's got interest from other teams. He did tweet something along the lines of like, yeah, I tried. Maybe next year you got to talk to the front office. Wish the fans were the front office. Kalen Saunders not going to be a Chief, it looks like. One word.
So,
Bink or Blink?
Yeah, what is that? Bink Saunders? Bink,
yeah.
He stole it from Jay?
He's stealing Jay's name.
Yeah, I don't know. He's always been Bink on Twitter. I don't know why.
I mean, this goes back to you know the guy's name, so everybody wants him here. He was cut by the Saints, for God's sakes. I mean, and then nobody else has signed him. And I don't care if Chris Jones says he wants him. I really don't care what Chris Jones has to say about the roster anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably help. I wouldn't hate it. I mean, his tweet was, like you said, it was kind of weird. He's like, I did everything I could, guys. Sorry. And it's like, I think it works for the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs have bigger problems right now than going and get a free agent defensive lineman.
That was cut by the Saints. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need the cut by the Saints part. That's just the Saints.
Probably roster. Yeah.
Like yeah, and they're like, hey, you'll go sign somewhere else. We'll help you out.
Good players don't get cut. They just don't. And
we just signed Mike Pinnell, and you loved it. And that
because
was by the Bengals.
Because he never should have been cut this offseason by the Chiefs. He never should have been cut in training camp. It was a bad decision by the Kansas City Chiefs, and they tried to rectify that decision, right? So that Mike Pinnell never should have been cut. Ever should have been cut this training camp.
Somebody says Bink Saunders is signed with the Jets.
Signed with the Jets.
Oh, did he? Good.
That's too bad.
Well, they got him.
That is too bad.
Aaron Glenn's like, this will fix it.
That's right. Can you play quarterback?
Because the guy they just got rid of was absolutely destructive for Dallas last night.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams is balling, dude.
Did you guys see the video of Quinnen Williams at the draft sneezing and God blessing himself and thanking himself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bless me.
Because that just made it way, obviously, with the trade last
week.
God bless
you. Thank you.
It's one of my favorite things of all time. The guy sneezes, blesses himself, and then thanks himself. It's so good. Achoo. Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. And just keeps going like we were not supposed to comment on that.
Yeah, and just keeps going into the interview.
So Kalen Saunders, no contract. Mykel Garcia, maybe a contract. The Royals reportedly working on that.
Yep, that's the information that I was given, that the Royals have open contract negotiations with Mykel Garcia. Now, nice. The good news is that they're opening contract negotiations. There's no real rush. They've got, I think, 4 years left of arbitration. But from a pretty reliable source, I would say, said that, the Royals are looking to, kind of sign Mykel Garcia. And I think that's great news for John Sherman in particular, because so many people still think he's David Glass for whatever reason. And all he does is sign players and put the best product that he possibly can on the field. And signing Mykel Garcia just proves and shows how much John Sherman cares about putting a winner out there, that they don't have to pay him right at this point in time, but they're opening contract negotiations with Mykel Garcia as they view him as a part of the future of this organization. So is something going to happen today or tomorrow? No, but contract negotiations have opened between the team and Mykel Garcia, and I love that, and I love the fact that John Sherman is still going out there going, spend, let's go. Put the best product out there on the field. And the other thing that they're doing, which is awesome, Dusty, they're signing their own guys. Like, this is new. We never had this before.
Yep. I mean, I wonder what the Vinny Pasquantino situation looks like. I think there's a lot of people that want to see him and Mykel Garcia get locked up together. We'll see. Vinny Pasquantino will be 28 next year. Still have, I think, 3 years of control on his contract. Mykel Garcia, that's the other thing, the control that they have under Mykel Garcia's contract. And then go get Gleyber Torres, the new second base for the Kansas City Royals. That's the rumor that we saw from ESPN yesterday. But my one word is, home. Keep your guys home, man. Mykel Garcia deserves a contract if he can do it. I think it's last year was the year. Like, if last year was the peak of Mykel Garcia, Gold Glove, solid stick, where at in your lineup you want to play him, I don't know. First, he could hit what? First, he could hit second, he could hit fifth, he could hit fourth, wherever you want to put him in that lineup. It's good, man. Keep him home.
Biggest story in sports probably right now, Lane Kiffin reportedly had his family flown out to Baton Rouge, maybe Gainesville as well, to have them visit the campuses of LSU in Florida. This is amidst his best season at Ole Miss, I think top five team in the nation, three or four, definitely going to make the college football playoffs. And now, reportedly, Ole Miss has given Lane Kiffin an ultimatum saying, hey, listen, Egg Bowl is next week, next Friday. You have to make a decision if you're here or not, and you will not be coaching that game if you're not. One word.
Who am I one-wording? Am I one-wording for the college, or am I one-wording for Lane Kiffin on this one?
For this whole situation.
The whole situation, typical, I think. Like you know, Old Mississippi is a nice job. We get that. But Florida and LSU are better jobs than Old Mississippi. Yep. And so he has to explore those jobs. And so if you're Old Mississippi, I understand you want it as well, but you're giving somebody an ultimatum. He may just very well say, you know what, if you're going to give me an ultimatum and not let me get to where I need to be with this job search, then you're making it very easy for me. I will take one of these jobs. And so that's what you have to be careful with if you're Old Mississippi, not giving this guy an ultimatum where he's got to make a decision. He's got Florida and LSU waiting there, man. It's not like you're giving the guy an ultimatum and he has no fallback plan.
Yeah, my one word is control. I mean, it sounds like Lane Kiffin has all the control if he wants it. Just depends on what he wants to do with it. That's also not the best strategy, in my opinion, for Ole Miss. No. Like, don't give the guy that has all the power, like, don't shelter him. Like, you, sir, tomorrow, I need a deal. It's like, maybe, like, don't do that. Like, maybe just don't end on bad times. You think he stays at Ole Miss?
No, this is classic Lane Kiffin. Yeah. His true colors shown once again, and I'm on the side of Ole Miss, personally.
Guess who's the guy again? Because he's always been the name, and it's never been anybody around him. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, because I don't know when he was the name for USC or for the Raiders, if there was anybody else, but it seemed like at the time, if I remember correctly, it was like Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah.
And now this year, the dominoes have fallen into an area where it's like, yeah, James Franklin got signed at Virginia Tech, but it's like, well, where's Kiffin going?
Why, wait, say that again. You don't like it?
No, he supports
Ole Miss.
Yeah, but you don't like what Lane's doing?
He thinks Lane's an arrogant ass.
Yeah, I think this guy jumps to where things are convenient. This is the best season in Ole Miss history.
Right,
and
which
you
is the time to get out.
But wait. You can wait. Those jobs will be there in 2 weeks. Like, you've fought for these kids. Like, sometimes we forget about the athletes and the kids. And Lane Kiffin's been with these guys.
And the kids right now are in their NILs on the first weekend of the season. I mean, there's no loyalty at all. This is
I would disagree with that. We could talk more about this because we have to take a break. Okay. But I still think local's a thing. A lot of kids on that team are from Mississippi. A lot of kids in LSU are from Baton Rouge. They care about that team. They care about that state.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hate to be this way, but that's life now, man.
No,
I mean,
it is
what it is. I don't care that you care or they care or anything like that. I got to do what I think is best for me. And, you know, some guys are job jumpers. I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah, and that's who he is.
I also love that the Royals and the Chiefs are two completely different situations. Two different texts. The Chiefs are about to win it out. Heard it here first.
Okay.
The next text they sent, subpar 500 baseball team, re-signing the same players isn't a flex, LOL.
Wait a second.
So Chiefs are about to win it all at 5-5, total belief, all in.
It here first. I said it 3 weeks ago after the Buffalo game, they're not going to lose again. I was totally wrong. So you're late to the party on that one, but...
No, they're saying after the loss, they're going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Win out now. They're going to go.
No, but he said, you heard it here first. I've been telling you they were going to win out for months. I mean, that's not new by that guy, but.
And then signing Michael Garcia, sucks, not a flex.
Okay.
All in on the Chiefs, 5-5. Look like a disaster of a product, but yet here we are. Coming up.
The Michael Garcia signing is huge and wonderful.
It's not. It's not that.
Thank you,
it's
Alex.
Not that huge. Coming up next, Bob's Bonehead of the Week. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.